Every person is endowed with a capacity for self-determination. If he wants to point himself in the direction of good and be righteous, he has that capacity, he has that ability. If he wants to, he can choose the opposite path. He has the capacity to be wicked as well. Man, humanity is unique. There is no comparable Bria on earth. He, from within, with his understanding, with his thought, can discern, can differentiate, can perceive tov and ra, good and bad, ve'osa kol ma shehu chafetz, and do whatever he desires. Ve'ein lo mi she'ya'akev al yodo milasos hatov ara. And there is no force that prevents him from either implementing good or bad, Rahman al-Islam. Skipping a couple of lines, Ein lo mi she'yechvehu, there's no one coercing a person, v'lo gozer alav, no one's decreeing upon a person, v'lo mi she'moshcho le'echad mishnei adrachim, there's no one who's pulling him in either of the two paths, in either of the two directions. Elohu me'atzmo umidaito, he of his own accord, Nota le'ezo derech sheyirtze, inclines to whichever path he prefers. Husha Yirmiyahu Omer, that's what Yirmiyahu says in Megillas Eicha, Mipi Elyon laseitze haroos v'hatov. Good and evil are not decreed from above. Kloma eina bore goza la'odam la'lios tov la'lios ra. It's determined on earth. Good and evil are determined on earth, not in Shamayim. V'kevan shekein hu, and given this unmitigated bechira chafshis that a person has, his capacity to differentiate tov from ra, and then to make his choice, nimtza zeh achote hu hifsid atzmo. So it emerges that the chote engaged in self-destruction. Lefichach ro'ui lo livkos ulekonein al ma she'osa lenafsho v'gom lo ro'a. Hu she'kosu v'achor av ma yis'onin odom chai gev al chatov. The Rambam's definition here of chait, or perhaps it's the consequences of chait, we'll have to try to understand that, Blineder Rezus Hashem, is Hefsed Nafsho, Masha Osel Nafsho, Hifsed Atzma. Doesn't define Chait as rebellion against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And even in speaking of Hefsed Nafsho, there is no intimation of the din v'cheshbon, of the liability that a person has for chait. Rambam's just talking about the spiritual damage of chait. That's the definition the Rambam gives us. That's the way he frames chait. Not our first association with chait, I think we would have opted for either of the other two. Either chait, a person should see, should reflect upon chait as rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as leaving himself vulnerable to the din v'cheshbon. And yet the Rambam chooses, not that he disagrees with any of the above, obviously, chooses a different emphasis. What prompts this? But let's try to understand a little bit more what hifsid atzmo, osa l'nafsho, combining, conflating those two phrases, what hifsid nafsho means for the Rambam, what it entails. The Rambam tells us earlier that a person's nefesh may be loosely translated as intellectual soul, is the defining human spiritual quality that a person possesses, and that it's the capacity for abstract knowledge, for moral, religious, spiritual knowledge, ultimately for Yedias Hashem. Let's look at a couple of other passages in the Rambam, again, to try to gain some insight into what Hefseid Nafsho means. The Rambam in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zorah, when describing how the beginnings of Avodah Zorah, the Rambam writes that b'me'enosh tov b'ne'odim tos gedola. In the days of Enosh, people made a very great error. Skipping a few words, v'enosh atzmo menatoim. And Enosh himself was amongst those who erred. V'zo haisa ta'usam. This was their error. Omru ho'el v'hakel bara kochavim elu v'galgalim lahanigas olam. Inasmuch as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these stars and the spheres to direct, to conduct the world, unesonam b'amorom, and he placed them in the heavens above, and in so doing, v'chilek lohem kovot, he accorded them respect, v'hem shamoshim ha'mashamshim lefonav, and they are carrying out his design for the world. So they should also be praised, exalted. We should engage in acts of worship vis-a-vis the kochavim, the galgalim, the stars, the spheres as well. And again, continuing along the line of this mistake of Enosh v'doro, v'zeu ritzon hakel baruch hu. And this they decided is the Ratzon Hashem, the Gadol L'Chabed, Mishigidlo V'Kibdo, to aggrandize and to glorify that whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu has elevated. Kevin Sha'ola Dova Zeh Alibam, after this thought took root in their minds, Hischilu livnos lakochovim hecholos, they began building temples to the stars, ulahakriv lohem korbanos, and to offer sacrifices, ulashabcham, ulafarim, bidvarim, and to glorify them with words, ulahishtachavos lamulon, and to prostrate themselves before them, kedei lahasig ritzon habore, to fulfill the Ritzon Hashem. Now here comes the key phrase, Rabbi Osai, B'daitom Hara'a. The Rambam uses, when we talk about Das, so we talk about right and wrong, we talk about a sechel hayosha or a sechel mu'ukan, straight thinking, crooked thinking. The Rambam uses the moral categories, the mitzvah and aveira categories of Ra and Tov, in talking about how a person thinks. The same point that Rambam makes when talking about a person's responsibility for what he believes about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says that it's no defense that a person im ola b'daitcha, if it occurs to you shalama amin b'hagshama yesh tziduk, that for someone who has a corporeal conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu is physical, maybe there's a justification. Maybe he thinks so, I'm skipping a few words, b'shel baruso v'kotzer hasagoso. Maybe he thinks, in his ignorance, the Rambam says, if that were the case, so yeah, alecha lachshav oso dover l'gabi ove avodah zara. Every ove avodah zara believes in what he's doing. And yet the Torah doesn't consider that an extenuating circumstance. A person, the principle of free will extends not only to what a person does or doesn't do, to what a person says or doesn't say, the principle of free will extends also to what a person chooses to think, what a person chooses to know, what a person chooses to believe. And the emes is that this is quite explicit in our parak here in Hilchos Tshuva. Ilu hayu hakel goza al ha'odam, right? This is the Rambam's contrapositive, right? If there were predetermination. Ilu hayu hakel goza al ha'odam lios tzadik ha'rosha. Were it the case, it isn't the case, right? Were it the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed on a person whether you should be righteous or evil, or ilu hayu sham dova sham moshech ha'odam bi'ika toldaso, or if maybe there was something in a person's DNA that irresistibly pulls him in a certain direction, the derech min hadrochem. Now listen to the next phrase, Rabbi Osai, o lemado min hamadaos, or to a proposition of knowledge from amongst different propositions. When the Rambam is illustrating what the yesod of Bechira entails, it's not only derech min hadrochem, skipping this phrase for a minute, o ledeo min hadeos, character traits, o lemasim min hamasim, but it's also lemada min hamados. The principle of Bechira Chafshis is that a person has Bechira in how he exercises his seichel. And that's how the Rambam characterizes Dorosh al Enosh, as having immorally, not just wrongly, not just foolishly, but immorally, evilly exercised their seichel. When the Torah tells us, "Ve'ena satil fanacha yom esachaim esatol ve'samovis va'osaro," and ultimately concludes, "Uvacharta v'chayim," choosing chayim begins by choosing to recognize and correctly differentiate chayim from moves, tov from ro. This understanding of Bechira has very real implications for us in terms of our Cheshbon HaNefesh and Tshuva. There's a need to make a cheshbon nefesh, not only about our actions, but our beliefs, our moral axioms, our principles, how we think, etc. The Meshech Chochmah, in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, when he's defining Bechiru Chavshis, says that a person acts Beli Teva Machriach. Again, there is no genetic, biological determinationism. Rak Meirotzon V'Seichel Chavshi. A person has his Seichel. There's Bechiru Chavshis in how a person exercises his Seichel. A person is free to use, or Rahman al-Atslan, misuse, abuse his Seichel. When the Rambam identifies chet with hefsed hanefesh, he doesn't only mean that the fallout of chet pollutes and damages the nefesh, but the chet itself represents a perversion of the nefesh. The nefesh is that capacity to know, that capacity to see tov and ra for what each one is, and then choose accordingly. And when we choose to see bad as good, to see a chet as something enticing, whether it's a chet dibur, whether it's a chet maisa, whether it's a chet of emunas v'deos, when we choose, that's a function of how we're using our seichel. We choose to see bad as good, and good is bad. And that's what drives our decision. So then that chet represents hefsed hanefesh, because it's a perversion of the nefesh. The nefesh is that capacity to accurately, truthfully understand and perceive tov and ra. Chet often happens impulsively, not deliberately. But even then, when we do things impulsively, there may not have been any thought given to the act or the words at the moment, but it represents prior thinking. What I do or say impulsively is the product of previous years of thought and perception. In light of this, we can perhaps see in a different light the way the Rambam amplifies the Navi's description of our reaction to chet. Kevan shekenhu nimtza zeh hachote hu hifsed atzmo. Since we are endowed with that power for self-determination, so the sinner is the one who's destroying himself. Lefichach ro'i lo livkos ulekonein al ma she'osa lenafsho v'gom lo ro'o hu shekosev acharav. Rambam uses the word lakonen. He says the reaction to chet, when a person recognizes chet, is to be makonen. The makonenos, the Navi speaks about the makonenos. We have it in Yirmiyahu, in the Haftorah of Tisha B'Av, Koham Hashem Tzvokos. Hisbonenu v'kirula mekononos usfoena. What were the women who used to cry at funerals to help arouse and elicit emotional response from the people? Kina is lekonein is the reaction of Rachmana Litzlan in when there's occasion for avelus. But the Rambam is taking his cue from the pasuk. Hu shakos avachara. Rambam says, I'm just teaching the pasuk. Ma yisonein odom chai gevel chatov. What does the word yisonein mean? So we had this morning in Kriyas HaTorah, lo achalti va'oni mimenu. So Unkelis teaches be'evli. I didn't eat, I didn't consume the Maisa Sheni when I was in Avelos. Ma yisonein odom chai gevel chatov. Again, the way the Rambam reads the pasuk, it's like in Chumash, manorah hamokom hazeh. It's not a question, but it's an emphatic statement with an exclamation point. Ma yisonein odom chai. Ma yisonein odom chai means that a person mourns over his sins. Because chait, the Navi is depicting, because chait represents hefzer anefesh. And again, hefzer anefesh, not just by virtue of the damage or the pollution to the nefesh, but hefzer anefesh because of the perversion of the nefesh. The essence of the nefesh, the essence of a person's humanity, is that spiritual, intellectual quality to know and differentiate good from bad, for abstract religious, moral knowledge. And chait represents a perversion of that. A person sees ra as good and sees good as ra. Chait represents hefsed ha-nefesh, perversion of the nefesh, in two other senses as well. Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in defining the fourth mitzvah essay, the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, Shetzivanu laham in Yiroso, Ulehipochid mimenu, Volonia kekofim haholchim bekeri, avolnira bias oncho v'choleis. Laham in Yiroso means there's supposed to be an intellectual basis for one's Yiras Shamayim, and that translates, it's supposed to translate, according to the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, into a sense, into a mindset of Yiras HaOnesh. The Nefesh HaOdom has a capacity for belief and knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which translate into Yiras Shamayim, into Yiras HaOnesh. Once again, the failure to do so, whenever a person succumbs to chait, it means that clearly there is no yiras bias onsho b'choleis. There is clearly no constant awareness, mindset of yiras ha'onesh. And again, that too represents a perversion of the nefesh. One other dimension. Yisoda Yisodos, the Rambam writes, v'omer ha-chochmos. It's the foundation of everything. It's the pillar of all wisdom. Leida sheyesha motzi rishon. V'hu mamtzi kol nimtza. To know that there exists a Ribono Shel Olam who gives existence to everything else that exists. V'chol ha-nimtza min shamayim v'oretz v'ma b'neim lo nimtzu ele me'amitas imatza. And everything else that exists draws its existence from him, exists only because of him, through him. V'im yava l'adashu en amotzu, if a person would imagine, Rachman al-Etzlan, that there was no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein dover achi yochel himatzos. V'im yava l'adash she'en kol ha-nimtzoim milvado mitzuyim, hu levado yiyemotzoi v'lo yibatel hu lebitulam. There's something remarkable that the Rav notices here in the Rambam's presentation. When he talks about Yediyas Hashem, the Rambam also talks about how we view the world. Im yala al adas shehu eino motzui, ein dover achi yochel himatzos. And the reason for that is, the Rav explains, is that the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in its fullest sense, means to see everything through the lens of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. To see everything through the lens of Anochi Hashem Elokecha means that when looking at anything and everything else, so one sees just something which is contingent. It doesn't have to be there. Something which is dependent. Something which doesn't have its own kiyum, it doesn't have its own existence. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not just to believe in a Ribono Shel Olam, but to believe and see and experience the world in light of the implications of that belief. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is when I look, whether in the mirror or whether I look outward, to see everything is dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is contingent and only exists because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on its own. The mitzvah of Anochi is not simply to know and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's to see and experience and understand the whole world in light of that belief. And that's what the Rambam is describing. Yisod ha-yisod v'amen ha-chochmas leida sheyesha motzui rishon. And right away, but part of that yisod is leida, to know and to feel and to sense and to experience that everything else that one sees is just existing off of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Anochi, in its fullest sense, is a mitzvah to not only know and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that should be a lens for how one sees and perceives everything. So that means that Rachman al-Etzlan, when a person doesn't exercise the powers of his nefesh, the powers of seichel, correctly, if a person is guilty of daito hara'a, on a certain level, it's a chesaron in his mitzvah sanochi. On a certain level, it diminishes his fulfillment of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha provides the lens through which to see the world. So then it means through that lens, again, all creation is ontologically dependent, contingent. What accords with Ritzon Hashem is Tov. What goes against Ritzon Hashem is Ra. And if Rachmana Litzlan, I see things differently, it detracts on a certain level from the most basic mitzvah, from the most basic obligation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's no greater hefsed hanefesh than that. Tshuva means that we seek to recommit ourselves to mitzvahs anochi in its fullest sense. Belief in yediyas Hashem, belief in knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be allowed to be something compartmentalized. It can't be some passive, dormant knowledge or belief. It has to be something which is active, which is all-encompassing. It provides a measuring stick by which everything is measured. I remember when my father, Zichron Levracha, was sitting shiva. It was actually the shiva for his mother, but his mother was niftaris after his father, so it's in effect when children sit shiva for a second parent, they're really sitting shiva for both parents. So he was talking mostly about his mother, but inevitably about his father as well. So he told a story that he was once reading a book, didn't specify which book, and that his father walked by and said to him, "I don't think you can get any Yiras Shamayim from that book." And in telling that story, in sharing that memory, so he said, that spoke volumes to me. Mitzvahs Anochi tells us what books we read, what books we don't read. The belief in Hashem, Yediyas Hashem, should dictate every judgment we make, every decision we take, and every action we undertake. Our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to translate, it has to determine how we spend our time, how we don't spend our time, what we say, what we don't say, what we do, what we don't do. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva, describing Baalei Tshuva, he says, Baalei Tshuva darkon lios shfeilim v'anovim b'yoser. Characteristically, Baalei Tshuva are exceptionally humble, exceptionally lowly in spirit. What is it that engenders within a person a sense of shiftless? What is it that engenders within a person a sense of anova? V'heichi ha'derech lahavosa v'yirosa b'shar she'yizbonin ha'odom b'maisa v'buav ha'niflaim ha'gedolim. What's the path to Avas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem, when a person reflects upon the wondrous, great works and creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yir mehem chochmoso she'en la'erech v'lokeitz, and he sees the inestimable, infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mifo'er u'misavet taiv u'gadol u'leida Hashem ha'gadol. Immediately, he's just so enamored with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praises, glorifies, and experiences this tremendous desire to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamo she'omer David, soma nafshi le'elokim le'kel chai. My soul thirsts for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kshemechashev v'dvarim ha'elu atzman. And when a person thinks about these very same phenomena, the infinite, inestimable wisdom, miyad hu nirta l'achorav, immediately he recoils, v'yira v'yifached, he's awed, he fears, v'yodeya shehu bir yoktana shfela, afela omed v'daskala ma'uta l'fnei tzvim deyos. Shiftless results from an awareness, a sense of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all His majesty and all His awesomeness. V'yesh deyos she'osalo la'odim linhog behen, she'osalo la'odim linhog behen bebeninis. There are some character traits where a person is not supposed to modulate and combine the two extremes, but on the contrary, al yisrafek ha'akzei ha'acher. But unlike what's true for almost every other character trait, here a person is supposed to go to the extreme. But who go v'halev, haughtiness, she'ein derech hatova she'yi ha'od ha'odom onu bilvad. The good path is not simply that a person should be humble, ela she'yi shval ruach, v'tiyi rucho nemucho lema'od. L'fichach ne'ema b'moshe Rabbeinu onu ma'od, v'lo ne'ema onu bilvad. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is described not simply as humble, but as exceedingly humble. Ulefichach tzivu chachamim ma'od ma'od ha'vishval ruach. Person should be exceedingly humble. Va'od omru, Chazal say further, shakolim agbia libo, a person who is haughty, who holds himself above others, kotha ve'ikar. It constitutes heresy, Rachman al-Etzlan. Shenema v'ram levavecha, v'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha. So there is an equation, the Pasuk tells us, between arrogance, haughtiness, and forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which implies that there's an equation between remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the sense of anova and shiflus. Balei Tshuva, the Rambam tells us, Darkan liya shfeilim v'anovim b'yoser. The shfeilim v'anovim b'yoser, because what generates shiflus and anova is a yediyas Hashem which isn't compartmentalized, which isn't isolated, but which is the defining factor in their lives. It's what molds their personality. and it's the standard by which everything is seen and everything is judged. When the Rambam here says that Darkon Liyoshvelim Vanovim Biyoser, we hear echoes of something he says more explicitly in the Mora. Barur, writes the Rambam, Shagam HaTshuva B'Kvutzazot. Tshuva also belongs to this group of mitzvos, Klomer, that is to say, Shehi min ha-de'ot shebil adei ha-emunah bahen lo tistader mitziutam shel anashim b'nei Torah. Tshuva is something, the belief in the possibility of tshuva is something which is indispensable for the existence of b'nei Torah. People, the Rambam says, Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz she'asa tov lo yachta, people sin. V'ilu he'emin ha'adam, if a person would believe, if a person wouldn't know of the possibility of tshuva, ilu he'emin ha'adam she'shever zeh lo nitan le'ichoy la'olam, that this break, that this fracture could never heal, that it could never be fixed. And again, notice here too, as we began in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam's not talking about liability for onesh. He's just talking about the self-inflicted damage or perversion of soul. Ilu hamin ha'odam, if a person would believe sheshev ezelu nitan le'ichoy la'olam, that it could never be fixed, hayam masmid b'ti'iyoso, he would despair, and he would continue in his wayward ways. V'ulai hayam mosif al merio, and maybe out of despair, he would even add to his rebelliousness. But listen to this next line, Rabbi say, Aval im ha'emuna b'tshuva, with belief in tshuva, hu yimtza es tikuno, he'll find a way to repair himself. But moreover, v'yachzor l'matzav tov yosef v'sholem, l'matzav tov yosef v'sholem yosef mimash ha'yubo lifnei sh'av ha'avera. Tshuva not only is the possibility to repair damage, to undo damage, but for a person to achieve more than he was before the chait. Yachzor lematzav, he'll return to a station, to a situation, tov yoser, better in a spiritual sense, v'sholem yoser, more perfect, imagine a person blessed with good health, and he's careful to take care of his health, watches his diet, exercises regularly, and then the person, Rachman Litzlan, falls seriously ill. He is al eres devai for an extended period. Ultimately, when he's restored to health, having gone through that experience, as much as before the illness he valued and appreciated his health, but clearly, the value he attaches to it and the appreciation is even greater now. And as responsible as he was, as dedicated as he was to guarding his health beforehand, it's going to be even more so now. Chait represents hefsed ha-nefesh. But when a person recognizes that, when a person feels that sense of having suppressed the essential spiritual core of what it means to be a person, that sense of emptiness, ad kedei kach, as the Rambam highlights, the Navi compares it to a funeral. When a person reflects on chayt, ma yisonin odom chay gevel chatov, ma yisonin loshen avelus. When a person recognizes that the source of that is not simply wrong actions, but the source of that is wrongly exercising the koach haseichel. When a person realizes that the source of that is compartmentalizing and isolating and thereby partially neutralizing his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Yedias Hashem, so then a person is galvanized to apply himself, to devote himself, to dedicate himself even more to making Emunah B'Hashem, his Yedias Hashem, the defining force, the lens through which everything is viewed, the standard by which everything is judged. The same capacity that a person has, Zel umaze osalukin, the same capacity that a person has to misuse that koach, attests to the fact that the person has the koach to correctly use it. If a person, Rachman al-Itzlan, can be mafsid nafsho, it means that a person can be mechazik nafsho. Zelu maza osalukim, if a person can forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman al-Itzlan, it means a person can remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person, Rachman al-Itzlan, can diminish the centrality of Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the world, in existence, in his own existence, then a person can also amplify the role and the significance of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha in his life, and a person can emerge with the Siyata Deshmaya to do a tshuva shleima, and a person can emerge tov yoser v'shalem yoser mimasha hoya b'lifnei sh'ova aveira. May we all, each one of us, be zocha to a tshuva shleima, to a ksiva chsima tova.